Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in John chapter 14, where we've been learning about the place that Jesus has been preparing. And it says, not only does the Father's house have plenty of rooms, but they have been prepared by Jesus himself. Jesus is not in heaven fluffing pillows and straightening up furniture and dusting cabinets. I don't think that's what is meant by preparing a place. Notice what the text says in verse 2. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? So Jesus has told them previously that he would prepare a place for them. But what has he told them? I'm not certain that we can gain the full answer to that question, but we do know that all the arrangements have been made. Your reservation has been set. The throngs of angels are expecting you. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit are anticipating your arrival to join in the worship of the Godhead. It appears that the main preparation that Jesus has made is the crucifixion and the resurrection. I mean, think about it. What keeps us out of eternal fellowship with God? It's our sin. What preparation must be done to reconcile us? Our sin must be punished. So Jesus, that very night, was on his way to make preparation for us in heaven. I don't know what troubles you today. I do not know what your fears are, what's causing you stress or confusion. But I do know that you don't have to stay in that spot. Jesus is offering comfort and peace of mind right here. So is your faith fragile right now? Shore it up with trusting in Christ. Know that his physical absence is for your good. Trust that a place in the new heavens and new earth has been made ready for you by Jesus himself. Today, when you pray, please pray for Harrison Orellana and his family, our missionaries in Peru. And also remember the Hehe LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.